Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. It's been a while. It has, but I'm back, and I'm back with a bomb.com segment. I'm going to talk to you guys from a point of view that I've never seen in myself, so that's great. I'm excited about that. And I'm going to talk about where I've been all this while after my happy anniversary segment, my smile segment, and everything. My page is a mess. I know. I'm going to clean it up and stuff like that, and we're going to get into the stuff, but also I'll be posting every Friday now, and I'm going to be creating a new logo, and yeah. And if you guys want me to stream on Green Room, let me know. I'll post a link sooner or later, and send me a message because I feel like I'd made it or something like that. I'm sorry. But today I'm going to be talking about Millie Bobby Brown and her situation. It's been a couple of days. It's been 2 days. So I want to just talk about the situation. I'm very unclear in like the third part of the segment. Please forgive me. I do not know what I'm saying. But yeah. But thank you for everything you've done for me, for listening, actually, because that's crazy. Like, wow. But I'll see you guys in a bit. But let's get straight into the podcast. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Hi, guys. It just feels so weird being back. Okay. Hi, it's your girl Danny, guys. I hope guys are having the best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. The 16th of July 2021, 12:26 p.m. and I'm filming this. I'm excited, I'm happy to be back. New fresh me spiritually, and I'm excited for this new season. I just got tremendously close to God this past week. I took myself off of all social media apps, including Pinterest, which I never thought was going to be so addicting, but truth be told, it is when you have a bunch of mood boards on there. But took that away. TikTok, took that away. Snapchat, took that away. It was really good. It felt really good. Every day I was listening to sermons, getting closer to him, reading my Bible. One day I even read like my Bible 3 days, like three times, which is tremendously like new for me. And I'm just so excited. This is a new phase in my podcast. I feel like everyone in the social media platforms have been starting podcasts for no apparent reason. I think I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty mad about it because why is everyone creating podcasts now? Like, why? Because, like, no one thought of, podcasts would be a thing early 2020. Like, 2019, no one thought podcasts were a thing. No one even liked podcasts, okay? And now everyone's into crystals, zodiac signs. I've been into zodiac signs, like, since 2020, so no one come after me. I've been into zodiac signs, okay, for forever, before they were, like, a talk, like, zodiac sign talk. Okay, I was in zodiac signs before any of this, but it's been great. It's a new refresh. It's a new relationship with God. And I mean, I knew God before any of this because it's never been hard for me to just sit down and pray and stuff like that. But it was tiring. Like, my addiction to TikTok was bad. It was bad. When I was allowed to get back on it, I got back on it. And then it was an unhealthy obsession. I was jet lagged, and that was a perfect excuse for me to just be like, I'm just gonna go on TikTok for forever until 3 a.m. and then go to bed. It was unhealthy, like insanely unhealthy. So I just, I was like, push everything back, put my needs first. It's been great. It's been a great cleansing. I actually saw King Cora do this, and I just binge watched her videos, and she also has a podcast. I'm pretty sure it's because of me. Like, she secretly knows that the podcast, the reason why she started the podcast is because of me. She took the video down that I was in, which I'm really hurt because now I can't brag to my friends that I was in her video, but it's fine. It's fine. It's not deleted. It's just privated. So she can still go back and see me in her video. Anyway, I saw her do this, and I was like, okay, everyone's been talking about, like, just taking a step back and just getting closer to God, because I had two TikTok accounts that was, like, God was giving me a sign. I was literally on TikTok, and it was Christian TikTok, and it was just a bunch of signs, and I was getting a bunch of demonic stuff on it, so I was like, nope, let's pull back and get a spiritual week. And she, King Cora, Karen, she explained how she took a week off, like, a week before New Year, so, like, around my birthday, and she took a week off, and then she, like, cleansed herself into the new year, which I think I'll do this time as well, and it'll be my birthday, so it's great. I think I'll do it, like, for 2 weeks, because it'll just feel so much better if I do it for 2 weeks. So, give me a second. And commercial break, a little. Actually, never mind. I just wanted to put out a disclaimer. I will be going live on Green Room soon enough. Sorry, that is my dog going crazy. But I will be going live in Green Room soon. So if you guys want to join me, let me know in my next segment, or comment down below, or email me, because I honestly do not check my email, and I do not check my comments, because I cannot. I don't know why. It's just so weird. But also, send me a message. Go on my website and send me a message that I will reply to, which it would be super cool to receive a message from a supporter. That would be so crazy. I feel like I'd make it, or like I've made it. Yeah, that'd be super crazy. But send me a message. I will listen to that, and let me know if you want me to go live on Green Room, because I will, and I'll post it on my segment as well, and it'd be unedited and stuff like that. But sorry for stuttering a lot in my segment, because I'm talking like crazy in here, talking faster than usual, which is like crazy to me because I'm super slow sometimes. So thank you. Bye. Sorry, that was my brother. And she took 2 weeks off and to get closer to God, to cleanse and to just, like, you know, get closer. And I learned a few tips. So, and also on Christian TikTok, everyone's like, stop listening to worldly/secular music. That was tremendously hard for me. It was probably because I was obsessed with the Sour album getting into summer. It was very bad addiction. You can ask anyone in my class. It was bad. It was really, really bad. I was obsessed with the Sour album by Olivia Rodrigo, especially Favorite Crime and Traitor. But now I've gone full Christian mode, trying to get away from that worldly music. You were getting a little hints from that, and it was just a bunch of demonic stuff on my page, so I was like, no. No. So I just took everything off. And then, what else did I learn? I listened to sermons. Mike Todd, oh my gosh, he makes it so relatable to you, like. And I also learned it's going to be hard for this generation to get closer to God, because the world is just so corrupted into social media. So glad I'm not on Twitter, because I heard it's the most toxic thing ever. Do not plan to go on there, but I heard Twitter's pretty toxic, Instagram, especially with body image and body positivity, very hard on Instagram. Personally, not for me, but for most people out there, high schoolers, middle schoolers. Snapchat, that is just a whole fiasco. My fiasco is just getting addicted to posting on your Snapchat story. That is a very bad addiction for me. I'm so sorry that you guys had to suffer through my Snapchat phase. That was a bad phase for me. TikTok, oh my gosh, don't get me started. The amount of memes on there is just crazy. I'm extremely glad to be on those positive sides on TikTok. Great. For anyone in my old school who had to follow me and go through my insane TikTok page, I literally posted like 6 videos a day. It was very, very bad. It was bad. I'm so sorry. I have an iPad now. It's blue. It's cute, you know? It's great. I've been using it a lot, actually. It's really good. It's charging right now. But it has, like, everything from my old phone to my new phone. I upgraded from an XR but to a 12 Pro Max, but I saw every single TikTok video I ever posted on there, and I couldn't delete it. I don't know what's going on with the iPad, but I cannot delete it, and I'm just stuck with it. Like, if anyone finds my iPad, you literally get unlimited access to everything in my camera roll that ever happened. Don't worry, my camera is not bad. It's just a bunch of videos with me and my sisters. So if you want to laugh, just look through my camera roll. But it's been great. I think I've gained a lot of new things to my personality, so I'm excited for school. I finished reading my summer reading book, and everyone's gonna be like, no one reads a summer reading book. Well, I do. I was insanely bored, okay? I do. And it was like part of my nightly routine to listen to my audiobook. I bought it on Sora. You borrow it. For anyone going to my school, just go to Sora and just type in refuge. If you're in sixth grade, going to seventh grade, great tip. Just go on Sora and type in your book and borrow it. It gives you 20 days to bring it back, but I read mine in 16, which was great. I was so proud of myself, but the book was great. Joseph, Mohammed, and Isabel. I won't spoil anything, but it's pretty good. But yeah, I'm going to read, for my free choice book, I'm going to read Divergent, which I'm excited about because that's like sci-fi, and I'm in love with sci-fi and stuff like that. So I'm excited. But yeah, is that everything I wanted to say? That was a very fast, like, estimate of 10 minutes, but I'm excited to get in today's topic. That was not the topic, guys, but I'm back. I don't know my schedule yet. Considering that it's summer, I'll say about Friday. Yeah, we're gonna post every Friday, which is great. Fridays are great. Wednesday was not a great idea for me. I'm so sorry that everyone had to suffer with my very bad, consistent schedule. I'm gonna get better at that, okay? And I'll dedicate a whole, podcast segment to, dissecting a Bible verse or Bible chapter or something. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. And please do not go scrolling to my past segments, because Those are really bad, okay? We're not going to talk about that. But for now, just don't go scroll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you. But yeah. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about Millie Bobby Brown. Honestly, love Millie so much. Before any of her scandals started, like a day ago or so, it's been trending over everywhere, over YouTube. Basically, YouTube, that's where I've been all this time with my self-dedicating week. But YouTube, Netflix, everything, that's where I've been. And I also turned off my phone for like 3 days, which was very bad. Everyone started spamming me. Actually, when I opened my Snapchat, there was only 2 people who Snapchatted me, which was great, but... Okay, so we're going to talk about Millie Bobby Brown. For the exception of when I was going through the week before my 1 week mental spiritual journey, I went on a shopping spree. I rewatched Stranger Things season 1, season 2, and season 3, and I'm super mad that they're pushing back season 4, but it's fine. I'll survive. I'll try to survive. I know, not a very... we have a love-hate relationship with Stranger Things. I'm getting... It's fine. But I went on a fiasco on not every single member. Just, yeah, okay. So, I went to Millie. I didn't go to Millie, but I knew she had a skincare line, Florence, and when it came out, I was like, wow, so aesthetic, and it just passed my mind. And now, I, like, bought some of her skincare line. And then I also went on an Amazon spree. Okay, I know it's bad, okay? I know it's bad. We're not going to talk about it. But now, they're all currently in front of my doorstep at America. I'm not in America right now, so my uncle is going to have to go grab that for me so no one steals it. But my neighborhood's pretty good about that. No one really steals anything unless the delivery man accidentally, you know, delivers my package to a different neighbor, which happens sometimes. But for now, we're pretty good. Hopefully no one steals the packages. But I'll probably have to text my uncle about that. But for now, we're good to go. We're great. We're doing this. It's been great. And I bought her a Florence line. I only got Ava's mini essential kit. I only got that. That's her sister's, like, she dedicated something to her sister. And then I got a couple, like, mini-sized things. I did a whole research on this. I watched, like, a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff, so, yeah. What was that laugh? Okay. Also, yeah, I bought her skincare mist. Apparently the line smells great, so I'm excited to smell them. I'll probably just end up giving them to my sisters if I don't like them. I probably won't like them. I'm obsessed with skincare. No one talk about that. I'm obsessed with skincare, okay? Okay, great. Okay, back to the topic. So, Millie, something went down like a day ago. I'm pretty sure it's been 2 days, I think. Yeah, 2 days. So, the 14th. Yeah, 2 days. And Millie doesn't really get attention. She's very secluded from the world. She doesn't manage her social media accounts, like no snap. We're not gonna talk about no snaps, embarrassing TikToks. No, what am I doing? I'm not supposed to laugh. But Noah snaps, TikToks are very questionable. He tried to trend on TikTok for a while. He did trend on TikTok. We applaud him for that. Oh, and didn't he do something with Charlie? Yeah, he met Charlie in Connecticut. And I'm very close to the Connecticut, New York area. And I was so sad when I didn't accidentally, like, meet him on the highway when he was going back to California or something. But I was pretty sad. I was like, he's literally in Connecticut. I could literally, like, walk there. I'm just kidding. I don't know if I can walk to Connecticut. I can't walk to Connecticut. But I was very sad. Imagine, like, a group of girls just bombarded him on the highway and was like, we love Noah Schnapp on, like, a cardboard, on cardboard. I think he'd feel so, like, invaded. But no one, please do that. If you do, do not tell anyone this was my idea. Great. Okay. But Millie doesn't really manage her social media accounts. She's very secluded. She has two, which is Florence by Mills and Millie Bobby Brown. Really self-explanatory, but I don't think she has a Twitter. I'm not really sure. I'm not on Twitter. Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. Talking about Twitter, we're gonna have like a debrief moment about everything I've been watching for my spiritual week. But yeah, okay. Anyways, I'm not sure. She does not have a Snapchat. She does not have a YouTube for her personal self, but she does have a YouTube for Florence by Mills. And yeah, yeah, that's pretty much it. She basically has an Instagram, does not manage it. When Enola Holmes came out, everyone was like obsessing over Lewis Partridge, she was gaining a bunch of followers as well. Good for her, because it also rose Lewis to the top. We're not going to talk about the Lewis situation, because everyone was literally obsessing over Lewis Partridge. Okay? Obsessing. No problem with it, people. No problem. I'm not hating on Lewis Partridge fans, okay? Do not come after me. Anyways. What else happened? And then, yeah, the only really relationship problems with Millie is her and Finn Wolfhard. I just wanted to get an excuse to talk about Stranger Things, so do not fight with me. But she had I feel like they stage, like, their interviews, because those awkward situations, they can't just be awkward. Children stars are just endangered. Like, child endangerment. You can't spell America without Erica, okay?
Oh no, what am I doing?
Okay, I'm back from the pun from Stranger Things. We're not going to talk about that. Okay, but I think they staged them. Because if you really look at it, no one's really going to... If I were in a interview with E! Or like ETV or something, I would not be standing there trying to touch my... What's it called? Not customer. No. My crewmate. No, I can't think of it. What is it called? I'm sorry. I seem so dumb. I've just been ranting for like 6 minutes and now... Castmate. Oh my gosh. I would not be trying to touch my castmate. No. Why would you even be trying to touch a boy? No one wants to touch a boy. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So, yeah, I think those interviews are staged. If you really look at it, it really is staged, because no one's going to try and touch a boy during a interview. Okay, but apart from that, they have had, like, Millie really has not had any relationship statuses that we know about, but yeah, but is it Philly? Yeah, Philly fans. Yeah, Philly fans are a thing. there was a point where people were trying to pick, make Millie pick between Noah and Finn. I don't know, not know English. I do not know what is going on about that, but nothing really happened from my point of view. I did do a lot of research about this, but yeah. What else happened? Yeah, but, and then this creep, we're gonna call him Hunter Echo. We're not gonna call him. His name is called Hunter Echo. You can search him up on Instagram right now. His name is called Hunter Echo, and I'm pretty sure he was high in his video. He was, like, talking about how he groomed Millie Bobby Brown. I did not know what groomed meant, but then I had to find out the hard way what that meant, but I found out, okay? I'm a woman, I should know what that is, so I found out, and it turns out Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, and Millie Bobby Brown are all being groomed at this moment, or, like, have a relationship with an older man at the state. So yeah, it's the 21st century. Okay, back to Millie's situation. She was being groomed by Hunter Echo, and he's a douchebag, like, just telling by his face. He's so full of himself. He has a big ego. Like, you could smell that ego from a mile away. It's pretty huge. Yeah, it's huge. And he was talking about how how their sexual relations worked and how they were doing stuff in the bedroom while Millie's parents knew. He was living under their roof. I don't like the idea of child stars. Sometimes I want to be them for what their accomplishments are, but then I look back and see where I am, and I'm just so glad I'm me. And you just realize that some of them just want to be in your situation. Like, they want to be free. They want to live a normal 16-year-old life, 17-year-old life. Like, they want to live a normal life, but yet they don't have that opportunity anymore because paparazzi's chasing them down the Boulevard Road or whatever it's called. But back to the situation. I do not know why Millie's parents would let that happen going on in their own house. Honestly, in this situation, we cannot have any say in this. I personally find it disgusting how the world is so involved in this. I do not know why I'm talking about this. I apologize if I overstep my boundaries here, because if my family was in this situation, I would not like it. So, yeah. But I'm doing this to spread awareness. Honestly, at this point, I'm just lying to myself. I'm trying to be truthful with myself at this point. But, okay. Here's the thing. I'm telling you this because this is gonna be like the last drama I'm gonna do, because no. If I don't want my family in this situation, why would I be doing this? But at this point, we're just gonna spread awareness about this, because this is very traumatizing, okay? Traumatizing. No one wants to be put in the situation where Hunter Echo and his douchebag self and his big ego are sitting in a chair with his friends talking about grooming a 16-year-old child. And he's, what, 20? Disgusting. Yeah. You could tell that his friend in the background was being uncomfortable. This is very concerning. I'm pretty sure they're like 21-year-olds that are just bored with their lives, trying to ruin another person's life. But at this point, we don't have any say in this. So I'm just going to stop saying dramas because it's not healthy if I'm trying to have a healthy life, mental and physical and spiritual. So, yeah, let's not do that because it's very disgusting. Yeah, it's very bad enough that women out there have to be watching their backs for creepy men and women. It's very traumatizing in this world because no one wants to deal with that right now. No. And I feel so bad for Millie. When I saw this, I was like honestly having a very peaceful day. And I got on YouTube and I see Millie with this Millie's ex-boyfriend. I didn't even think Millie even had a boyfriend last year or whatever. No. Yeah, last year. I didn't think he had a boyfriend. I was like, what? And I just clicked the video and watched it and I was traumatized. But at this point, Millie hasn't come out with anything, so at this point we cannot say anything or do anything. All Millie stans can come out and try to defend Millie until she decides to come out with a response. But in Hunter's live, he did say Millie would not come out because she's a coward. Doesn't matter if she's a coward or not. You should not be spreading out rumors with a 16-year-old or doing whatever you're doing in the bedroom with a 16-year-old minor child. If a 16-year-old is trying to come at you, just in case you're like Hunter Echo and being narcissistic and self-absorbed, do not, I repeat, do not approach them. Do not feed them into their imagination because no 16-year-old should be with a 20-year-old man, okay? That is very concerning with your mental health and the minor's mental health and everyone's mental health at the state for letting this go on, okay? And he did say everyone that was around them was okay with this. That does not mean this should still be going on. Like, honestly, we cannot say anything. We cannot be feeling bad for Millie because we do not know what went on. As he said in this Instagram live, we do not know what is going on behind the scenes. We cannot judge what's going on. I cannot stress this enough. We just have to stop and sit back and watch what's going on because it's fine to be defending a 17-year-old woman with what is going on, but we cannot just be making assumptions about everything because we don't know the whole story. And when something, or when Millie comes out, or when someone else comes out with information, we're just going to turn our backs and watch the other way, okay? We're going to watch the other way and follow the other person who's saying whatever. We just got to stop and realize what is going on in this situation and really think about it. I'm sorry, I'm just speaking a lot, so I'm stuttering. But yeah, I probably just said a bunch of nonsense in the span of 15 minutes. I think the other 15 or whatever was left over. I cannot do math, but whatever is left over, I said that was important. Thank you. I think I really phased up when I was talking about no snap going on. Yeah, after that, I think I just phased up and just quit on my job. But thank you so much for listening to this. This has been a long podcast. It's 25 minutes that I'm filming this right now. What? That is crazy. But I'm so happy to be back. I think I will make a new banner because this one's kind of getting old. But I will leave like 3 episodes with the same banner so you guys can remember it. But I'm excited to create a new banner and a new thing. I'm excited, but hope you guys enjoyed and I'll see you guys next time. maybe next Friday or whenever I feel like posting. I'm just spontaneous, guys. But I should be posting every week on Friday when I feel like it. If any more updates come on and I have a clear head about this Millie situation and why I'm talking about Millie, I will let you know, because I'm a mess and I actually did not properly think about this. But thank you guys so much for listening, and hit the follow if you enjoyed. I will not peer pressure you, manipulate you to do so, because I think it was very repetitive on how I was saying hit the like and stuff like that. But I'm back. I'm ready to spread God's message and everything. And yeah. I hope you guys really enjoyed. And let's have a moment of silence for Millie Bobby Brown and really understand what's going on, and a silence for God. Thank you for everything. Bye.